All right, it is my great pleasure now to bring on the Gloucester Mayor, the Honorable Safathia Romeo Taken. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to...
Happy St. Patrick's Day and Viva San Giuseppe as well. It's
Yes, Viva San Giuseppe is Thursday.
Yep. Well, here we are. You have had numerous meetings. You've had numerous public announcements and roundtables and so on that have been local cable. You've had it on Good Morning Gloucester, and you're getting the information out daily through the website. And I have a couple of questions to ask about particular businesses, perhaps, but I'd like you to start us off with how are you looking at this thing here as we are this is really the first full day of the so-called lockdown.
Well, you know what? A lot of people already self-locked down. I mean, when I you know, before the governor, before, you know who.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyways, because I knew this was really going to be intense. We're at the end of it. We're Rockport. We're Gloucester. That's it. You know, and between both of us, we have three nursing homes. And with the five-mile radius, there's two is right next to each other. I've got six elderly complexes. I've got a PACE program. I've got senior care, senior center, day-by-day, methadone clinics, grace center, action shelter. Now, that's a lot for 30,000 people. And then never mind what Rockwood has, and plus our low income. You know what? I asked all facilities and all people before, a week prior. I already cut it down to 50, and then I said any more than 25, you're not allowed to have. And you know what? Everyone complied. I mean, the library, the senior center, yes, of course they have to. But the chamber right away canceled their event for tomorrow, another event they had, and everyone else was doing it. Cruiseport, Beauport, all the smaller ones, you know, they were changing. I mean, the Elks, everyone was complying. So we're very fortunate in Gloucester that at least we have that. I mean, some of the places that before they put this in, that no restaurants, like I call them, because how can you not dance? How can you not be close? Everyone so wants to go out. How can we not be on top of one another? And especially when you're all family and friends and, you know, you just want to, hey, but, you know, he says, okay, I'll cancel the band. What about the food? I said, well, you're going to have to open upstairs and downstairs if it's going to be more than 25. And he said, okay, I'll have to do that, you know. And it's just that everyone was willing, and I mean, the frustration, believe me, is all there. We all said, oh, really, really, and I said, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And like I said, since we were so ahead, I didn't have to right away shut my schools down because the fact is I knew about the cleaning. I knew what was going on. I knew how far in advance we were from other communities that we were okay. What I wanted to do to make sure is that everything was in place for these children, especially, you know, open door had their food, you know, the food program, how we're going to service these kids, because some of them, that's the only meal they're going to get. And be real, we need to get it to them. And you know what, the government says, well, 50% has to be low income. We're not giving away children. I mean, give me a break. I've gotten emails that, you know, mom said, you know, I have five, we're five. I need some food. I really do. I don't think I have enough, and you know, panic. And you know, I still don't understand what the toilet paper thing is, and I really don't, and it's a joke around us all.
Yep.
But I have toilet paper at home, but I'm glad I always stock up and everything. I'm Italian. So when they said stock up, I looked at my food closet. I said, okay, check. You know, check. I mean, Italians, you look at our basements, we all have that. But when I went to the store yesterday to pick up my prescriptions, and there's no paper products or water products or anything else, and I don't understand. I understand the water. I understand everything. But the toilet paper, I love that. I love that. You know, I really do. I love the little memes that they're sending me. That the most funniest thing that someone sent me, toilet paper rolls, all different colors, and said, my Christmas list is done.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true.
I love the little Italian toilet paper roll that was all hand-knitted, and I love the one that's on the toilet that says, and you wanted me to throw away the missing socks. I was on the floor. You have to thank God I get these once in a while, because something I send them off. To everyone else too, I send them off to Bruce and Margot, because right now we are all stressed, and I'm trying to work on a with great therapist in mental health line, because let me tell you something, if it gets worse and you can't get your medications or you can't speak to someone, how are they going to do it? I have a great team, and especially my board of health director, Karen Carroll. I mean, when everyone else was thinking about something else, I'm going like, okay, if my methadone clinic shuts, we have one of those, what's going to happen to that? If the Grace Center closes, where do we put the rest of them? Acting shelter, if they have to do stay in place, do you know that, you know, unfortunately, we have some homeless people who have an addiction, and that means everyone goes through withdrawal at one time. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to do something. So we found the hospital, you know, has been great. They've been working with us to get alternatives and things that we need to do, because I says, I not only need a quarantine, but I need a rehab quarantine. You know, it's difficult. So now I want to also do a mental health call-in service, because people are going to need.
Well, I imagine that you know, you'll be updating on the website and on your social media. And I should point out that if you go to her Twitter account or even Facebook, she has daily, if not hourly, reports on there, and we appreciate that. And you touched on it.
No, I know sometimes I put little stupid things because I get so aggravated. You know, when I was ready to put something and they said, well, you can't tell. And I got news, but I can't tell you. I mean, that's stupid. But what am I going to do? If you're on a conference call, I have three phones going at one time.
Yeah.
Then you have the governor who's supposed to be coming on, and then it was him coming on and saying, no, we got it under control. And then you have the governor saying that, you know, we're going to have to go under these restrictions and we're going to have to do this. And then you have the state of emergency, which most mayors are going to end up doing. But you have Marty Walsh saying this. I'm going like, okay, people. We all need to be on one page.
Well, I think the governor has helped do that, at least what we've seen publicly. And the thing is, if services, if we still have, you know, grocery deliveries to the supermarkets, if we still have the pharmacies open and the gas stations open, then and electricity, then you know, we can hang in our houses for a while.
Yeah, you know what? I like the joke that goes around. They sent our grandparents to war. You can't sit on the couch.
That's right. That's right. Nope. That's correct.
Like, no, we can't talk to each other, FaceTime each other. Come on. You know what? It's hard because it's not that, you know what? I'll tell you something, Rick. It's not that just staying home. It's no income coming in. Okay? There's absolutely no income coming in. So that's the frustration. It's not sitting home, because if everyone was getting a paycheck, everyone wants to sit home. If I'm not working today, there goes my tip. There goes my income. How am I going to? It's not. That's the frustration. Now, everyone can say, and we can joke, stay home. If you're getting paid, yeah, you're all laughing about it. But not someone who's working their ass off, and now all of a sudden, they cannot get any income. Unemployment, well, they have to see. You know, I mean, everyone, I try to go online for my daughter, and it took me an hour and a half. You know,
yeah, and this is something that this is something that the leadership at the top has lacked. There's no preparation for this, and you're right. I mean, people who have an hourly wage or have to go work day to day, they're hurting. And I remember a long time ago, Madam Mayor,
it gets me aggravated, Rick, when someone says, "Well, you should have been thinking about a rainy day." You know what, honey? It's been pouring.
Yeah.
The economy changed now, but everyone who works on a day to day basis, you know what? I'm sorry, I was on the outside world. When you live from paycheck to paycheck and you try to save, oh, I'm going to go on vacation, something always happens that you got to take out. Take a foot forward and five back. You know what? No. You can't say to someone, save for 3 months, because if you can save for 3 months, then shut your mouth, get the hell off of Facebook, and mind your damn business.
So,
because when they say that to people who live day by day, that's wrong. Or businesses that are going to close, that they see in their employees cry because they know they can't pay them, and then not for nothing. I'm still taxing people. I still have to do everything that we have to do. Mm-hmm. And you know what? What are we going to do? And you know what? We know people are not going to pay. We know what's happening. But the fact is, the government needs to step up. And you know what? It's the federal government. Because I'll tell you something right now. This state is the way it is right now because the administration we have, they've been awesome. Everyone else has been running for friggin' president. Give me a break, people. Okay? I need... And I seem aggravated because I am, because I have to look at these faces. I'm crying emotionally because I got to look at my friends and say, you know what? It's going to be another week.
Is there a connection, Madam Mayor, between your office and the governor's? Are they sending out information to you?
Every day. We are so lucky. We have, you know, Batman and Robin or Catwoman, whatever you want to say, I don't care. But the fact is, Bruce Tarr and Margaret, Polito and Baker, Seth Moulton's been calling me, Maki, but let me tell you something. I've been on Texas with Seth daily.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Governor, I got to tell you something. You know what? She's my favorite hero right now. She's my favorite hero. I send her an email, boom. I send her a text, boom. No matter what. And then she calls me, how you doing? Because your text sounded stressed. You know what? That, I'm very fortunate to have that kind of relationship. And I know same thing with other mayors. We've been, you know, Kim Driscoll, Tom McGee, Dan Rivera, you know, Joe, he set up all these conference calls. We're all in the same place. We all have small businesses. We live in Massachusetts. You know, my town alone, mine and Rockford are all small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have artists that, you know, no one's going to buy. Even if when this is over, even when this is over, we have tourism coming in. It's going to be, hold on to your income, because the fact is you're afraid. You're backdated. You know, you owe all this rent. You owe all these utilities. We may not be shutting off the utilities, but didn't say we're not going to add it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to affect us for a long time.
Well,
I think it's going to affect the economy for a long time.
The whole world needs to take a breath. And I know a long time ago there was a freeze on wages and so on, and maybe some kind of a freeze will take place. But, Madam Mayor, I know that you're working so hard to figure this out, and I congratulate you on again, being ahead of the curve. I saw what the owner of Rumline wrote, the Rumline restaurant, and I think there are a lot of people in the city who agree with you. And, you know, if we can help you in any way get the information out, please let us know.
Well, make sure they understand the web pages. Make sure they understand the small businesses. Make sure that what's happening there. And like I said, you know, it's kind of hard because we have like AV. I'm going to just throw it out. No one get offensive if I didn't name theirs, whatever. It used to be Home Health Aid Sriracha, but now it's ABC, whatever it is. But, you know, when the government says small business loans for 50 people or lesser, well, if you have 100 part-time people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure out too, and our home health aides, we got to figure out them too. You know what? It's hard. It's like our seniors are being left alone, and not because we want them to, but we have to check up on them and which we're doing. And we're so lucky. I can't even tell you how lucky we are to live in Gloucester. I'm seeing this as Open Door brings in trailers and trucks and asks for people, and we're, don't worry, we'll do food, we'll bag them. You know, we'll get them the food. Senior care, have protocols, the senior center. You know what? I am so proud. I am so lucky. I feel like, I tell everyone, I just want to shut the birds and leave us isolated and let us secure ourselves. And then pretty soon we'll be able to dance in the streets. The economy won't change, but our health will, and mentally we will, because, you know what? We are so special in Gloucester. We really are. We have a community. Yes, are there people who love to complain? They're never going to be happy. Absolutely. But let me tell you something. 95% of these people, let me tell you something. God bless you all, and I am so proud. I get emotional to be your mayor. I really am, because this is the time when you need the strength. And I'm going to be strong, but I get emotional because I love them all. It's just amazing in the community we live in. It really is. It's just amazing. Everyone pulling out, everyone, you know, put everyone else first. That's the best thing. That's what a mayor wants to see their whole life. It's like, you know what, I can get to a job. That's not it. It's the way you handle yourselves in these kinds of crises that we are so fortunate to live in this community.
And it's going to get better, Madam Mayor. Please, stay safe. You know.
Oh, definitely. It's going to get better. It has to get worse a little bit first, because I'm going to be honest with you. We have to test these people. And I'm sure that's why we say, people, if you're feeling any kind of symptoms, stay home. Because, you know what, I have already sent out an alarming email to Baker, Polito, to Warren, to Markey, to Seth, and saying, you know what, even on Twitter, where are the testing kits?
Mm-hmm.
People, we need those. Once we have those, then I think reassurance from people, if someone has allergies, will believe them. But I'm telling you, when someone says, I have an allergy, no, you don't. You know, if that's what it is, we're panicking because we don't know. Once we start doing that and we start moving forward, I think, you know what, I really do. I think by summer, we'll be able to pull. But the economy's going to be a little tight. It's going to be a little tight because we have to make up for what we lost, and it's going to be difficult for some homes. So I'm asking landlords, please, be patient. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what the federal government's going to send for help. We ask them right now, please send some action energy money this way, and so people can at least get some, you know, their electrics and heats and keep continue that. Find out what we can do for housing, for, you know, all of them on a housing, but find out what we can do, because even Section 8 people, I know they say, well, they only have to pay 30%. If they're not working, they don't have it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even that, even the government, I'm telling you, everyone is affected. It's not just, oh, well, she has Section 8. Well, let me tell you, that 30%, if she's not working, she don't have it either. Or he don't have it. Let me tell you something. Calm down, everyone. We'll see what we can do together. But I really have faith. Right now, not in Washington, but I have faith in our state. I really do.
I do too, Madam Mayor, and I appreciate your taking the time to know. I know how busy you are, and I'll try to contact.
I'm going to make sure Main Street's closed. I need my last espresso, and then off I go.
All right, Safathia. Have a great week. Stay safe.
Yep, keep up. Anytime you need any information, just give me a buzz.
You're very kind. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day. Be safe.